This is a wow. This is a, yeah. I've never heard of this.
Yeah. I just brought, you know, I brought two handguns down to the, Charleston, South Carolina just last month. And what you have to do is you have to go, when you go to Kennedy, you go to the Port Authority Police. They check your weapon. They check my permit. Make sure everything's okay. Then it's got to be put in your luggage.
Yeah.
So apparently anybody can do that who's licensed. Mm-hmm. You know, because the police at that airport will specifically show that. So I think if this man put this weapon in his luggage like that, and whether or not he checked it or not, there's a possibility they might not have caught it, all right, and was able to retrieve it.
But he could have done it totally lawfully. Oh,
yes, it could be totally lawfully, totally lawfully, and then decide to do this.
So let me ask you this.
That rule's changing. You can see that.
There's no question about that. It's going to be new legislation.
Yep.
It definitely changed. It's a game changer at this point. Just that fact, if that is if that's correct, you know, checking firearms is going to change, you know, moving forward. I mean, it almost has to. This is now a new perceived threat, and it's unfortunate.
It's just when you think of everything we go through to get on a plane these days, right? Mm-hmm. Shoes, liquids, searching, to think that, you know, someone could grab a firearm and could place it in there lawfully if you fill out the proper paperwork, right? And then you get to baggage claim and you pull the gun out. Because there's no metal detectors.
No,
right?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. What a disaster.
Exactly, no.
Clearly we have to look at this. This is a loophole that needs to be completely changed.
Yeah.